Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening this morning. So my guest this morning is Winter Newman. Good morning, Winter.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And how are you today?
Good, good. Thank you.
Great, great. And we were just talking. So for those of you that may not know, Winter is the Chief Administrative Officer for the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes. And this is the second time you've been on the show. But the last time was over 6 years ago, right?
Yeah, when I'm talking about started. The VA clinic, yes.
Exactly, which you somewhat oversee as well, right?
Yes.
So you have many roles as
many
the chief,
hats.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So you want to talk a little bit about that and kind of really how you worked your way up to the position with the support of the community health centers.
Sure. I joined the community health centers 14 years ago this September. Came into the dental clinic as a dental assistant, fresh out of college, just like many other college kids, had a couple of degrees and a hard time finding a job in general. And started working at the community health centers, and over the course of the last 14 years went through 7 different role transitions. The community health centers is a wonderful place to work, and one of the things they really focus on is the structure internally and promoting internal growth. And that has been a huge, huge aspect of why my career has gone to where it is, with the support of upper administration and also, you know, our relationship with the hospital and all the things that we do together. So it's been a really great ride and look forward to seeing where it continues to go.
Right, right. Because Wayne Memorial Hospital and Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, yes, we work very closely together, although we're different identities. We always like to, you know, kind of let our community know that,
yes.
Right?
Same Purple Cross, different entities, but working together in most
all the
aspects.
Time. Right, yeah. Right, exactly. But in some ways, always support staff and advancements, which is so important.
It is. It's huge. And it allows you to, you know, really experiment and see where your niche is and mm-hmm. then grow with it. It's a very type of administration where they give you the confidence to be able to make decisions and, you know, move mm-hmm. up and be able to speak your ideas and be heard. So
right,
that's
right.
A great way to be able to move in a direction to see where you can go.
Exactly. You know, and speaking of advancements, you know, besides internal with staff and employees and stuff like that, we also look at the community, right, and what the community needs. So the service areas for the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, but you want to kind of give us an idea where
sure.
they include?
Yep. So we cover a range of counties. So we're Wayne, Pike, Lackawanna, and Susquehanna County, and we range from the far top of northern Wayne County in Lake Como into Honesdale, all the way down into Lords Valley and Dignams Ferry and Pike County, and then again over into Carbondale and Forest City. And we offer primary care, behavioral health, dental services. We have pediatrics, we have women's health, and they are also scattered throughout the service area.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a couple walk-in centers, including our new walk-in center that we just opened on Monday, the 3rd in Carbondale, which is super, super exciting. It's been a long time coming. We've been working on it for almost a year now, and just getting staffing prepared and providers prepared. And we opened on Monday. The hospital did a great press release for us, and I was really excited to see there was 133 shares of that post, and those 133 shares got more shares. And just seeing the feedback from the community, you know, stating that they felt that this was an actual need that they had, which is what we saw. The Carbondale area, the closest walk-in, there's one in Dunmore and then one in Dixon City. But with community transportation not being as prevalent, and then transportation in general not crossing borders, we really wanted to give our patients in that service area another access point.
Right.
And it's right across from the high school, which, you know, I think will bring a little bit of foot traffic there.
Mm-hmm.
Being a mom of two myself, I can't imagine how great it would be to get the phone call and be able to walk across the street
right.
to get them taken
right.
care of.
Right.
So that part is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But we really hope that this flourishes and adds that access point. Because, you know, being an FQHC, we really strive for patient access, preventative care measures. And if our patients don't have that access in primary care, necessarily, you know, these walk-in centers are an extension of that.
Right.
Same EMR, you know, if you go to one of our walk-in clinics and you have a PCP within our organization, the walk-in provider forwards that note to our primary carers. There's always loop closure on a daily basis. So we think that's really important. And then also, you know, reminding everybody that if you do decide to use a walk-in center, you know, did you call your PCP first?
Right.
You know, did you get that information on what kind of symptomology you have going on to ensure the walk-in is the right place for you? Or maybe your PCP has an appointment availability for you for that continuity of care. Or is it really something more severe that they think you need a higher level of care? But, you know, the walk-in centers are hopefully a bridge to avoid those ED visits that may be unnecessary and more timely for the patient.
Right. And speaking of those visits, you know, because I noticed, you know, that you're using walk-in care.
Correct.
Okay. So there is a difference between walk-in care, urgent care, and ED.
Correct.
I know we've done a show about that, but I think it's, you know, really important for our listeners to hear this again, especially with the summer months coming, right?
Yes.
So the community health centers has 3 walk-in clinics, right?
Correct.
With Carbondale being the newest one,
yeah.
Right?
And then we have Lake Region Walk-In Center in Honesdale, and then Hamlin Walk-In Clinic. You know, we look at the walk-in clinics versus an urgent care. And urgent care is a special designation that an organization has. They have a physician on 24/7, you know, and their hours of operation. And there's other criteria that really meets those higher level of acuity. But with a walk-in center, again, more of a basis around the primary care. So it's about the right care at the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that we are really working towards educating the community. We've been having a lot of meetings prior to making the name change for Lake Region Urgent Care, which is now Lake Region Walk-In, to keep consistency. And one of our leadership team members had seen a billboard that said, stung by one bee, walk-in, stung by a hive of bees, emergency room.
Mm.
So just like those simple things of helping patients understand the acuity level of what they have going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that time is of the essence, and a lot of times patients will not even necessarily know how severe what they have going on is. So they may go to a walk-in center and think it's a lower level acuity issue, and mm-hmm. it ends up being much more.
Right.
Which is why we have things in place in those centers to be able to lay eyes on the patients and, you know, be able to identify what they have going on and then triage them as appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Because, you know, unfortunately, you know, many people may experience chest pain, correct?
Correct.
And that's one thing that, you know, you do not want to fool around with.
No.
You know, like we have our chest pain, you know, center here. So if someone comes to the emergency room, any pain from the head down to the belly button, you know, involving, you know, any kind of pain, that's automatically, you know, evaluated within less than 10 minutes,
right.
Correct?
Right.
So that's something you don't want to go to a walk-in.
No, that's a higher level of acuity, and especially understanding your current condition state, mm-hmm. you know, if you have cardiac conditions and things like that, being able to identify if you're having some symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, with time being of the essence, I understand that, but giving a call to your PCP, the majority of the offices have a nurse or a provider that's available to be able to give you that guidance. And your PCP knows you best,
mm-hmm.
and they know what previous conditions you had and what previous problems you had, so they can hopefully guide you in the right direction.
Right.
And if all else fails, you know, just being able to understand your own body and feelings and make sure you get the care that you need, knowing that if you do go to one of our walk-in centers and you do need a higher level of care, they will transfer you there, and they do, you know, stabilize and take care of you until, you know, the ambulance would be to come.
Exactly. So talking a little bit about Carbondale area, right? Now you mm-hmm. have the walk-in center, right? You also recently, within the last year, moved the primary care centers,
yes.
right?
Yes, we used to be located up on Salem Avenue, and we moved everybody over to the Brooklyn Street complex. We have 3 primary care providers, including Dr. Loomis, Sharon Savakinas, and Casey Baddock, who had taken over for Kenny Bannon and a long-standing member of our clinical team. And Dr. Luma does a lot of work with pediatrics, loves pediatrics. And we also have women's health services there. So it's an extension of the main women's health hub in Honesdale.
Mm-hmm.
And they see patients there anywhere from 4 to 5 days a week.
Great, great. And I know one of our newer providers, right, in women's health is down
yep.
there.
Dr. Phillips is there, yes.
Right.
And she's loving it in Carbondale.
Mm-hmm.
And we're continually looking for more space in the office with moving providers around to ensure she has more days there.
Exactly.
She's very welcomed.
Right. And Women Memorial has some services there too, right?
They do. Lab and X-ray. As a matter of fact, when we were preparing for the build-out of the walk-in clinic, we cut a hole in the wall and put a door in so that the walk-in clinic connects directly to lab and x-ray. So when a patient is treated at the walk-in center, we roll them right through if they need lab or x-ray services, and then they can roll back into the waiting room and either wait for those readings and or get checked out on our side.
Right.
So really working together.
It's...
And right now the walk-in clinic is open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6. So mm-hmm. we're doing 10-hour days. it's really new to that area, so we really wanted to get a feel for it before we went, you know, full bore longer right. days or 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. You know, I do see that happening in the future. At least I hope it does. I hope right. there's that much right. of a need for it that we mm-hmm. can serve the community. And the hospital is working to extend their staff to be able to mirror our hours in lab and radiology.
Right, right, which is so important, again, to get that the continuing of care when you right. go for an appointment for whatever it may be, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. So again, you know, summer months are coming up and, you know, we are going to see probably a lot more people walk in our centers and yeah. stuff like that. So again, you know, understanding what's the need for just the walk-in versus the urgent care versus, you know, our Wayne Memorial Emergency Room Department, which is so important for our community to understand, right?
Absolutely. And again, just going back to it, and I know I probably keep hammering this one in, but, you know, if you can, making that call to your primary care provider, mm-hmm. you know, they should be your first point of contact. They may have availability for you. They know you better than anybody. But again, luckily, with all of us being on the same electronic health record, mm-hmm. the providers in the walk-in center do have access to your records if you're a patient within the system.
Right, right. And speaking of primary care offices, there's nine, right? Total of nine under the Wayne Memorial Community Health Center umbrella, mm-hmm. correct?
Correct.
Right. So, you know, if you're out and about, like say if your primary care is in Tafton, right, mm-hmm. or Lords Valley, but you happen to be in Carbondale or coming through, I mean, you can, if you have to, you can call them and let them know, you know, I'm not feeling good. Should I stop in at the walk-in correct. Center? They can do that, right? Because mm-hmm. again, it's all linked.
Correct. Yep. They have access to your medications, your conditions, mm-hmm. your problems, you know, previous history of any ER or hospitalizations, and they're cognizant of that when they're reviewing that and getting the messages. You know, if you get a nurse, she gets the message to the provider and or gets them out immediately depending on how, the severity of your call.
Right. And, you know, the community health centers with the nine primary care offices always accepting new patients, right?
Yes, we are. Yes. Access, again, is our big, big thing. We want to make sure that patients have access to primary care. We want to make sure that patients are getting their preventative care measures, you know, colorectal cancer screenings, mammos, vaccinations. You know, that's a huge thing. I think a lot of people have lost some faith in medical where it's looked at as if we're just pushing patients through.
Right.
You know, we're not a focus of just churning and burning patients. We have really embraced and always have, but even more now, is the value-based care model. So knowing that the value of the care is what's important, making sure those preventative cancer, you know, preventative cancer screenings or any sort of treatment is completed. But again, we want you to be healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, you being healthy for us is better than you not being healthy for us and coming in for a million sick visits.
Correct.
We want people to be healthy.
Right.
And that is also where insurance companies think. You know, mm-hmm. they want their patients, or, you know, their clients to be healthy. Which, you know,
right.
we mirror that. We want right. people to be healthy. Right.
And it may be this, hopefully this is true, but most insurance companies pay for at least one well visit a year, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Like your well anniversary yes. visit, yep. right?
And the annual wellness visits are also a huge thing right now. Those are, you know, primarily for the Medicare and Medicare Advantage patients. Mm-hmm. But it's that visit where you get to go in, you meet primarily with one of the nurse or clinical teams and then partly with the provider. But that's your chance to go in and talk about your needs, what specialist you're seeing, what questions you have about your meds. Not that just general, okay, you're here for a half hour visit to talk about your diabetes. Mm-hmm. It's a really whole person visit. What preventative care measures do you need? What gaps in care do you have? Social determinants of health. Are you having trouble paying for your medication? Are you having trouble getting healthy foods? Are you having trouble getting transportation to a specialist visit? So there's a lot of stigma around annual wellness visits. They're free to the patient, mm-hmm. Covered by the insurance in full. They're a little bit of a lengthier visit, but we're really finding that once we get that patient engagement, the patients are finding a lot of value in that. And so annual wellness visits are huge for us right now.
Right, right. Like, again, we don't want to be chasing problems.
Right.
We want to prevent them from
correct.
Happening, right,
absolutely.
In the beginning.
Yes.
So this is, you know, if someone says, you know, I have a headache every day or, you know, I think my blood pressure is running high. Like, though, this is the opportunity for you to ask those questions
right.
to, you know, that provider. Or nurse, you know, who's doing that
yes.
evaluation for you.
Yep. And it's, again, I try to describe it to patients as it's your time to talk with them and ask those questions.
Right, right.
You know, not just one problem-focused visit. Mm-hmm. It's all about you and your whole person.
Right. And who doesn't want to talk about themselves, right? Like, I mean, I do. I'm like, okay, wait a second. I want to do this, and this,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, this is good things. And I know it's a big chunk of time, again, but we really find it extremely valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, end-of-life care planning and you know, those type of things that you don't really have the time to talk about in a visit, healthcare proxies, things like that. Are really encompassed in that annual wellness visit. It hits all the points.
Right, exactly. And what better way to do it than, you know, close to home,
right,
with a primary care provider that you really form that relationship with, right?
Right, and the clinical team that are the ones answering all your questions all the time.
Right.
You know, yeah, that you have that relationship with and that trust with.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Winter, I mean, I just think we can go on and on about the way Memorial Community Health is. Yes, we can. And I appreciate your time.
No problem. Again,
the Carbondale Walk-in Care is now open, right?
Yes, it is. Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, 150 Brooklyn Street in Carbondale.
Okay, great, great. Again, thank you so much for joining me today and our listeners as well. We really appreciate your time and your expertise. And again, is there a phone number that they call for any information, like our Honesdale office or something, if they want information about primary care services?
WMCHC.net.
Good job.
A list of all of our sites and location information and contact information and the list of providers that are available there.
Exactly. Great. And they could always give our office a call at 570-253-8990. That's Jean Tuttle. And we always have a list of the community health center providers that we can send out to people, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Winter, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.